we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, I can't wait till January. Because you know what happens in January? Nancy Pelosi has to give up the gavel to Kevin McCarthy. And the Republicans will end up running the House of Representatives. And that means investigations will begin. Jonathan Turley, Professor Jonathan Turley from Georgetown University, was on Fox last night. Don't know if you caught this. But said that the DOJ is going to face a tough battle with the Hunter Biden story in the House, getting it to the floor, opening up investigations. This is cut two. This is Jonathan Turley on Fox last night.
Well, I think the record is clear that there's been political bias at the FBI. The FBI itself has recognized that. They have removed key officials like Peter Strzok and others who showed incredible bias in their emails and in some cases in their actions. So I think there's reason to be concerned. It's not a conspiracy theory. The department itself has moved on these issues. What's really disturbing about the Hunter Biden matter is that this was similar to what we saw with when Houdini made his elephant Jenny disappear every night on the stage. Well, she really didn't disappear. She never left the stage. But Houdini knew that the audience wanted her to disappear. And the Bidens have been brilliant in handling this scandal. They knew the media wanted this scandal to disappear, and they gave them room for that illusion. Now they're running out of time, and they're running out of space because the House is going to launch this investigation. And I think that what we're going to see is going to be disturbing. You know, the fact is that the president has been contradicted repeatedly. It does appear that his repeated denials that he never spoke to his son about his business deals is false. I mean, we have an actual recording of him calling his son to say that he wanted to talk to him about the media investigation into his business deals. We have an individual who has said under oath that he met twice with Joe Biden to talk about the foreign dealings with his son and his family. So at a minimum, what we have is the appearance of a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme involving the Biden family, but also the president of the United States. And yet Merrick Garland has refused to appoint a special counsel. I don't question the appointment of a special counsel on the Trump issue. He is a presidential candidate. That's within the strike zone. One can defend that. But you can't defend it if you're not appointing a special counsel, in my view, in the Hunter Biden matter. That involves the sitting president of the United States.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to get more and more interesting. Coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to be joined by Carl Gould. Carl is the founder and the Seven Stage Growth Academy program. And we're going to talk about the cost of Thanksgiving. Any of you that have been to Albertsons or Smith's, and you try to buy a turkey. In fact, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, what did you find as far as the cost of a turkey this year?
Well, it's a good thing that we had those Butterball coupons because the price of turkey has just gone through the roof. It's unbelievable. We got an 18-pounder earlier today. There were only two left, and we got one of them. This 18-pound turkey cost $54.
Wow.
$3 a pound.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's more than double than the cost that I can remember in recent memory.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Thanks, Jim. We're going to talk with Carl Gould, though, because there are a lot of factors that are going into making this a very, very expensive. And I think, as Carl Gould said in an op-ed piece, complicated Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, this is one of those unique opportunities where I'm looking for some trouble as I check out the traffic cams here in the KMZQ studios. Looks like you're pretty much up to full speed there on the Southern Beltway, 215 north and south. Also, as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, you're pretty much up to full speeds. However, yeah, you're looking at some road conditions there, road improvements on 15 South between Flamingo and the 215 freeway. So the current conditions are not going to be there this afternoon as we get to afternoon drive.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. The Raiders are on the road to face Seattle on Sunday, sitting at 3-7 after an overtime victory against the Denver Broncos. The Seahawks have been one of the best surprises of the season. They are 6-4 after trading Russell Wilson in the offseason to Denver. The Seahawks offense is averaging nearly 26 points per game with Geno Smith at quarterback. College football, UNLV hosting Nevada on Saturday. The Rebels starting the season 4-1, but have since lost 6 in a row. They are now 5-7 as they close out their season. The Wolfpack at 2-9. College basketball tonight, UNLV back in action facing Southern Illinois. The Rebels off to a 4-0 start. They beat High Point on Friday by a 78-68 score. Their game tonight held in California. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Shop Macy's Black Friday specials and find epic deals on gifts they'll love now while supplies last. Like 40% off head-to-toe Levi's for men, women, and kids. 70% off gold earrings, bracelets, and bangles. And the Ninja Professional Blender, just $79.95. Plus, get free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Details at macys.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dell Technologies Black Friday event has arrived with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 50% off select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Brr, it's still cold out, but I'm always hesitant to turn on my heater.
This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $69, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you were with us in our previous segment, you know that our producer, Gentleman Jim Dallas, was at the store yesterday and picked up an 18-pound turkey, one of only two left in the store, for $55. Carl Gould is the founder of the 7-Stage Growth Academy program, and he joins us. Carl, you, in a recent op-ed, talked in terms of this being a complicated Thanksgiving that's coming up later this week. First of all, thanks for joining us. Why do you say complicated?
Well, thanks. It's complicated for a few reasons, because what you have is you have low unemployment, you have rising costs, you have the salaries that are starting to cool down, and while inflation is cooling a little bit, the cost of a Thanksgiving meal is up over 20%. So it's complicated in that there's a lot of mixed signals. This isn't your ordinary inflationary time, and it's not your ordinary recessionary time. So there's a lot of mixed signals going on out there in the economy.
I probably should have begun with this, and I didn't, and I apologize, but what is 7-Stage Advisors?
So 7-Stage Advisors, that's a proprietary methodology that we use to grow businesses. It's very formulaic. We put small to mid-market companies through our methodology and help them grow their revenues and their profits.
Tell me why my producer has to go out and there's only two turkeys left, 3 days before Thanksgiving, only three turkeys left, and an 18-pounder goes for $55. What's going on there?
Supply and demand. Unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, if you're the turkey, maybe unfortunately, this is the time that turkeys are in the most demand. We're only 3 days away from Thanksgiving, so when prices are volatile, they're all over the place, they're a little higher, what people do is they start shopping earlier. And so what your producer found is that he normally goes 3 days before Thanksgiving, only to find out this year, wait a minute, the shelf is normally full, it's almost empty right now, and that's because a lot of people are shopping early. They're looking for the deals, they're taking the deals, and you know, if you go to Costco or you go to Walmart, there's other other stores are rolling back the prices to 2019 and 2020 as a promotion for Thanksgiving. And so that's one of the reasons why you show up, to look for your stuff a couple days before Thanksgiving, it's gone.
What about, it's one thing to say, well, turkeys, but then you got to say turkeys and mashed potatoes. And it turns out that is there a potato shortage out there?
Well, there have been some environmental problems that have made some of the products more scarce. But everything except for cranberry sauce, if you're looking for the deal, everyone out there, it's cranberry sauce. You can get your cranberry sauce for at the same, if not less, money right now. But pie crust up 22%, stuffing up 69%. Your turkey is up 21%. The meal itself overall is up 20%. So what we're finding is that almost everything is up. And if you, there's a bit of a hangover from the supply chain problems from, all of the stuff still goes through a factory, has to get on a truck, has to go on a refrigerated truck, by the way, which is the most expensive type of freight. It's three times the amount of normal freight, and then it's got to be unloaded. And so we have staff shortages, we have truck driver shortages, and we have supply chain issues. All of those things come into play when to get that turkey to the shelf and to your kitchen table. And so those are some of the things that we're battling right now.
Is this a global problem that we're dealing with, the shortage on all of these things and the inflation? Is that a global problem or something that's localized here in the United States?
Well, the turkey issue is going to be localized to us because it's an American holiday. But the food crisis, no, that's global. The supply chain problems, that's global. As a matter of fact, the supply chain itself is global and was designed for what is called a 90-day just-in-time supply chain. In other words, you order something, wherever it's assembled or built anywhere in the world, it gets to your doorstep within about 90 days. Well, that has doubled and to some degree tripled since the pandemic due to COVID lockdowns and employee shortages and early retirement of pilots. So now there's less flights out there due to the pandemic. So it's really been a perfect storm of issues, and the supply chain is recalibrating, I should say, meaning what businesses are doing is they're saying, I'm not relying on just China. I'm going to look for other places to source my materials. And so they're doing that. And not everything is going to be on a boat now. We might get some stuff that's on a train or a truck now. And so they're shortening the supply chain. When you go to Asia and other parts of the world, they call it offshoring. When you stay in this hemisphere and you're in North America, Central or South America, they call it nearshoring. So to the extent that companies can, is they're buying domestically and they're nearshoring as a way to shorten the supply chain cycle to get that stuff to their doorstep a lot quicker.
Carl Gould joining us, the founder of the Seventh Stage Growth Academy program. I'm going to get it right eventually. Can I ask you, the war in Ukraine, has that impacted grain prices at all, which means bread and biscuits and things like that?
Yeah, it has. Ukraine is a prolific exporter of grain, and a lot of that grain has gone to waste. Some of that grain has not made it out of their ports. It is trickling out now, but Ukraine is involved, is a very rich exporter of a lot of raw materials. And so the fluid, the liquid that goes into diesel exhaust fluid, the number one provider of that in the world is Ukraine. So to compounding the trucking problems, DEF, as it's called, diesel emission fluid, DEF, there's a shortage right now. Harder to get, more expensive, so that raises your trucking rates because, you know, the fuels that the truck needs to use are now a lot more expensive.
Big question. This is probably the question of the day. What's on the menu at the Carl Gould household on Thanksgiving Day? Are you guys cooking?
Well, we are, but I should have known you were going to ask me that, so I would have brought my mom along because she's Italian. And listen, my mother will solve any problem the same way. You have supply chain problems, pasta. You have a turkey problem, pasta marinara, right? Very Italian family, very Italian mother. You're just asking all the wrong questions. I could solve all of these with one word, pasta. You bring Nancy Gould along, and she's going to take care of all that.
I love that. The Seven Stage Growth Academy program. How do folks find out more about that, Carl?
So just check me out on my personal website, carl360.com. CARL360.com. And you can connect with me, everything about me. That's the gateway to all things I do. It's all in one place. Check me out there.
Carl, have a great Thanksgiving. I think it's going to be good for all of us.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
There you go. Carl Gould, the founder of the Seven Stage Growth Academy program. Check it out. Stay where you are. More to do. We're going to continue on this quest to find people who voted for Trump in 2016, voted for Trump in 2020, but now are jumping off the bandwagon. We know that there are polling numbers that show that Ron DeSantis has made a major leap in the polling for the 2024 presidential race, and in particular the primary with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has grown by leaps and bounds. We'll talk about that. You want to join us? You want to jump in line? You can do so right now. We got a couple of folks holding. We'll get to your calls. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show, Apt to Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us as we count it down to Thanksgiving 2022. It's going to be good. A lot of us are going to be traveling, and make sure you have a lot of patience because there's weather all around us. Not here, but back east, there's a lot of weather back east that they're dealing with. If you're traveling that way, be careful. Tell you what, let's get back to your phone calls. Go to Ken. Ken, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Wall. I'm glad you called. Hi. Hi, Ken.
Hello. Oh, yes. Hi, Kevin. Listen, I wanted to make a quick comment about the Trump situation. And, you know, all of your previous callers, they're doing the same thing that people are doing now. And that is that it's always about feelings. He hurt my feelings. He's rough and tough. He needs to calm down. Listen, Kevin, we're in a battle for our country. If the Democrats win the next presidential election, they're going to turn the keys to this country over to Klaus Schwab and the WHO. They're also going to turn our checkbook over there, over to them, for reparations for supposed global damage to their countries. The energy will be unaffordable. We need a very tough guy, like a Trump. I'm not kidding you, Kevin. You don't go to divorce court with a mamsy-pamsy attorney. You don't go to an IRS audit with a nice guy for an attorney. No way. And that's the situation. We're going to lose this country as we know it if we don't have a very strong president. If it's not Trump, it better be somebody as tough as him or tougher.
Can I tell you?
That's probably going to aggravate everybody because it's all about feelings.
Yeah.
And they're going to, boy, they're going to get their feelings hurt.
Can I tell you though, Ken? I'm glad that you added that to the conversation because we do need somebody that is tough, that is a barracuda, not somebody that's a wimp. And we've had a lot of Jimmy Carter and presidents like that that were just wimps. They were just wimps. That's all. Ken,
do you want your tax dollars to go to Africa because of supposed global warming damage? Is that how you want your money to be spent?
And by the way, all of this always goes back to, what are the Chinese going to do? The Chinese do nothing. What is India going to do? They do nothing. And they're huge polluters. Good point, though. Ken, thank you for the call. I'm glad you...
They can dig it up.
There you go. Ken, thank you, man. There you have it. We need a tough president. Somebody that will stand up to Kim Jong-un and Xi in China and Putin in Russia. We need somebody that will be tough. And we know, and this is what I'm going to go back to. It's going to be my default position. It's going to be, we know what we've got with Donald J. Trump. Now, if you say you don't like the tweets and the conversation and the speeches and all of that, I get it. I totally understand it. But what I will say is that we need somebody that's tough, and we know what this former president can do because he's done it. Any of these other people are going to be promising you, making campaign promises that they don't know if they're going to be able to keep. We know Donald J. Trump knows how to do it. $2.37 gas. We know it because that's what it was when he turned the keys to the White House over to Joe Biden. And now we're paying what? Up five and a quarter, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm just telling you. We know. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get to John, and we'll get to the rest of you coming up on the other side of the break, okay? On AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller.